And oil prices are up a bit after OPEC's surprise decision to cut production. Crude oil is trading at about $103 a barrel, much lower than it was earlier this summer. It's that fall in prices that's making oil producers worried about losing revenue. They're hoping tighter supplies will prop up prices. NPR's Rob Gifford has more.
Decreasing demand for oil in a struggling world economy, an oversupply, and the dollar's recent resurgence have all contributed to the decline in the price of oil. Oil-producing countries were therefore expected to move to bolster the price, keeping it above the psychologically important $100 mark, and that's exactly what they did. OPEC decided to cut overall output by more than 500,000 barrels a day. The move was seen as a compromise meant to avoid new turmoil in the markets, but at the same time to keep oil producers happy after such huge recent falls. The price of crude oil is down nearly 30% from its record high in July of nearly $150 a barrel. OPEC President Shakib Khalil remained confident, though, that the decision would not hit the consumer too much at the gas pump.
My hunch is probably the price will still be going down despite the decisions that we are making. So I don't think this will affect, you know, the consumers, because, first of all, there is an oversupply. Everybody agrees with that. There is stocks are very high.
Khalil suggested even bigger cuts in production could come, though, if oil prices continue to slide. He said OPEC would reassess the situation at its next meeting in December. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.